Last time, in the middle of a series of tshuvos of David Hoffman, the Melamed Lahoil, we saw that he came to the conclusion, a rather startling conclusion, on our page 32 on the bottom. I'm just reminding you of some things that we did last time. The question that he was, as we saw, the series of questions, the series of shaylos that he had to deal with were becoming successively more complicated. And the one that I think we ended it with last time was the case of a man who had married a non-Jewish woman, and father performed circumcision, had the moil presumably performed circumcision on this child of his non-Jewish wife as a child. The child grew up within the Jewish community, but he was not a Shomer Mitzvah. So remember, at the time of Rabbi Hoffman, already for maybe 50 or 60 years, the majority of the Jews in Germany were no longer Shomer Mitzvahs. Most of them were members of the Reform Movement. And now he came to wanted to marry a Jewish woman, and the issue was twofold: whether he requires Mila again, if it's necessary, and secondly, can you accept such a person, take him to the mikvah and do tevila, in a situation where you know that he's presumably not going to keep the mitzvahs. And let's just reread, that's the portion that I had marked on page 32 in the handout. If you forgot to bring some, I have some extras. Let's see what he wrote. He wrote, V'yata nech zi'anan imahani kishetoblino to achshav b'lo kabbalat mitzvot. He decides that since there is a question as to whether the original Mila was for the shame gave it, and might in fact have been valid, because we don't know what the moral's intent is. Suppose that the Mila was valid and that all that is required now is Tevila. Can such a Tevila take place without the Kabbalat Mitzvah? He may be Odeya Simulation Chet Sef Gimel Kasav Katav the Kabbalat Mitzvot Afilu B'deyavad Ma'akev Emino B'yomu B'shlosha. That if you don't have a Kabbalat Mitzvah taking place in the daytime, in the presence of three, because daytime and three are the requirements of Beit Din, then it is not valid. Bim Kain, the Kol Shekain, the Ma'akevim lo kibel klal ha-mitzvot. And certainly if there is no Kabbalat Mitzvah entirely, the conversion should be invalid. Bi'af shebesof simen reish samachet katav de v'deyaver ha-viger af shelo hodiyu skam ha-mitzvot v'yamshan. We know, we saw that in the Ritva already, but it's also in the Shulchan Aruch, that if the Ger was not informed of the rewards and penalties of the mitzvot, nevertheless, Mekabel ha-mitzvot ma'akev afilu b'yevet kosh, v'ken katav v'kuntus v'chotor yased af yudveis, amat v'shem ba'al beit Yitzchak. Amnam, he says, li akati hadavar tzorehiyu. He says, I still find this issue questionable as to whether the Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot is a sine qua non of the Gevut. The Hok Kar Katav Ha'amagi Perk with Gimel Nehutos Yisuri Bir Halach Yitzayin Zeh Pashut Ein Hudorat HaMitzvot Ma'akev. The Eich Yikabel HaMitzvot Ein Eino Yodei HaMitzvot. Bim Kein Mashma the Gan Kabbalat HaMitzvot Eino Ma'akev B'dei Abad. The Ein Lipnai La'ayin Kei Pazot. So he opens up the door to the possibility that Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot, at least in the type of case that he was dealing with, where there was a certain safek, there was a doubt, perhaps this person had already been a ger as a child, under such a circumstance, Kabbalat Ol Mitznot is not an absolute necessity for the case of conversion.
The rabbis usually check out, somebody comes to Israel and so forth, even with Kabbalat Mitzvot, whether he actually performed mitzvahs. They bring edus and testimony that this guy never observed anything.
Yeah, but that's his whole point.
Just to stand and put your left hand up or right hand up and say, I accept mitzvahs, is that sufficient? They have to have proof that he was performing.
By whom? Proof by whom? I mean, what do you think actually happens? You have all of these Russian families that are immigrating in mixed marriages. Do you really think that all of these conversions are people who keep the mitzvah?
They weren't supposedly converted. They came as Jews.
Well, many of them had conversions on the way station in Vienna or where have you.
I don't know that.
And what, Mila?
Mila certainly is Makeh, and Tvila is certainly Miak.
You mean they can't come without Mila?
They can't be considered as Jews.
I thought we could. We learned last few weeks ago we could go along till 99.
That was the an Eved had the option of a year, and the going on to 99 is the opposite, to encourage people to convert even at an advanced age.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's take a look. He quotes briefly He quotes briefly the Beit Yitzchak, who is of course the Lamjerov. And Lamjerov and
had a one.
And we will find that the Russian rabbis, the Russian Rabbanim, as a rule, have taken on this very central issue a rather strange, or I would say difficult, or I might even use some harsher words later, position on how to deal with this problem. These are not only 19th century, but also 20th century Russian Rabbanim. We will find that the Beis Yitzchak, who was the leading rabbi of his time, and Reb Chaim Moser, who was certainly the leading Russian rabbi of his time, take a position which let's see what they say. Let's read in their own words some of what they say. So I'm not going to quote the Beit Yitzchak, because he's quoted often enough by his successors. Let's take a look at a series of tshuvos. We've only skimmed through them. Of Reb Chaim Moser. So let's go to my page 41.
Kuczynski?
Yes.
I thought he lived in this era, in the 20th century.
Yes, he's in the 20th century.
Century.
I said the 20th century.
Oh.
So, this is a tshuva from Tafresh Ayin Bay, so that's 1912. Al dvar shenishalti mayor malat kvado, ki yichyeh lefnei nesiyati mevisbaden. Benachrit sheniset liYisrael b'derach tzivilia, okay, ba'America. A non-Jewish woman had a civil marriage with a man in America. Uche'et ba'al lefnei ma'afat kol Torato rutzono lihitgayer. And now she wants to convert. So this is basically the same problem that we saw at the very beginning of Shlomo Kluge. V'tzidei rov mankal tzvato she'ulai ha'asharei la'akel ki im lo yekablu al geirit v'tvin kasher v'din tvila v'kabalat mitzvot t'ilek l'vetin shel reformo v'hageirut lo yesham kadat. If they don't let her convert with an Orthodox marriage, then she'll go to a Reform rabbi and convert. Gam hitzia l'fanai she'dat ha'rav ha'gon ha'dayin ma'riv pozun נותר להחמיר בדבר לפי שהיא לשם אישות וגם אחרי שתתגייר לא תשמור דיני ישראל ואין מהנכון לזדקק בזה. So he first reviews the issue. And tends to be machmir on this question, but he sort of hesitates.
What is the Rashi tables lefnei machta?
What?
What is the top Rashi table machta lefnei machta?
We're
second line down. What is that? The top from the
bar lefnei malat kvot rato. It's an honorific. Okay.
How'd you figure that out?
That's going to be Let's turn to page 43. V'hinei v'nidan d'dan. He brings all the reasons to be machmir. V'hinei v'nidan d'dan shimitgayeret al menach l'inasei ha'yomakom l'pateka inema d'mitgayeret alei shalem d'amuvua r'bchorot d'nachmi shabal l'kabel ha'torah chutz b'davar ha'ched echad ein makablin oto. The Lagar may say, Mikamakam Yishlama Kevin, the Imni Setlo takes say, Imkain Ain Bezek of Isura, Isula Hakila, Mishama Samanik should bear Yeshur, the Al Isuda Hakila, Indon, with Naivelo Titan of Shop. The Lad Zenir, the Din Zed and Akrisha Bolet Gayer, the Kabel of Columns, Kutsmi Diktuke, Hadmi Debris of Rim, the Aim of Kablinoto. Hainu, he says, Bamatne Shalola Kabel. That's where he makes it a clause of his condition of a conversion that he's going to accept all of the laws, but this particular law should not be binding on him. V'shiye mutar lo davar zem en hadir. V'ze ein makablin oto. The ein shiur utnai begerut. You can't put any clauses into a conversion. V'ein gerut l'chatzayin. There's no such thing as being converted and not being obligated under the whole Torah. But now he has an important change, exception. Aval misha makabel elav kol hamitzvot. Someone who's not making this as a clause in his conversion. Rak b'shedaato la'avor l'teyavon, ein zeh chisaron v'dat kabbalat hamitzvot. If someone doesn't make a political statement out of this, but you know that he's probably not going to keep all the mitzvot, but he doesn't say explicitly at the time of his conversion that this is a condition of his gerut, that therefore it does not necessarily invalidate the geirut. Kabbalat mitzvot doesn't mean that you have to be sure that he's not going to violate any mitzvot. V'dafka hecha shematne shelo lekabel alav, zahu chisaron bekabalat ha-mitzvot demaakev. Ulam, hecha shebarur hadavar, shebevadai yavor achaken al yisurei Torah, chilul Shabbat v'achilat reifot, v'anu yodim bevirur kavanato she'eno mitgayer rak lefnim v'libo bal imo, if we know that this is not a sincere conversion, הרי עומדה דמוכח שמה שאומר שמקבל עליו המצוות לא כלום הוא. אם כן, זהו חיסרון בקבלת המצוות דמעכב. So he's sort of waffling here. It's not clear what he's saying. On the one hand, he's saying that if the man doesn't make a fuss about it, even though you suspect that he maybe violates some of the mitzvot, then that doesn't necessarily invalidate the kabbalat mitzvot. But on the other hand, if you know for sure that he's going to continue eating treifas and be mechalel Shabbos, then this does invalidate.
But doesn't he seem to differentiate between mitzvahs the teyavon and as opposed to kabbalas at mitzvahs and shmirah Shabbos? And
well, they're all a teyavon, right? He's not claiming that this person is going to flaunt his chilul Shabbos, but he's saying that if you know what he's waffling. To put a charitable interpretation on this. On the one hand, he realizes that you can't really conclude from the Gemara and Bechoros, and we pointed this out at the time, that the refusal, because that whole Gemara in Bechoros was in a political context of someone trying to modify the rules. And with this, where this man is not specifically saying, I'm out to modify the rules, but what he's saying, he just doesn't say anything, but you know that his intention may not be 100% to keep all the mitzvot. So long as this is not clear to anybody, don't ask and you don't have to do anything. Just don't investigate. But if you know for sure that this man is going to, or this woman is going to continue to be a Mechalel Shabbos, or continue to eat treifos, then obviously the Kabbalah mitzvot was not sincere and could not be accepted. Okay? All right. Now let's go sort of to the bottom line of his conclusion here. Okay. Say about five lines from the bottom on page 45. My page 45. Aval v'kabbalah keivum l'shein yishut. Harei zedin l'gabei habeitin she'ein habeitin l'kabel ha'mitgayirim l'shein yishut. V'avikom ol'chatei b'shlil yisdol k'varach. V'mikom v'kom nira l'din. He then finally comes to his conclusion after a long article, a long, long tshuva, rejecting the possibility of being mekil here. He knuckles under at the end. Since they're not going to get divorced if she doesn't convert. Since we have no firm evidence that she is not otherwise, therefore, if the courts see that it's such appropriate, yesh makom lahakel v'lesmoch al harat agon of Shlomo Kluger. So reluctantly, he relies on the heter of Shlomo Kluger to allow such conversions. Let's take a look at, let's skip the Shuvah and take a look at my page 49.
But she went to a Reform rabbi.
She didn't go to a Reform rabbi. He's allowing her to be converted by an Orthodox rabbi.
Yeah, but she would have gotten the same deal anyway. Go to a Reform rabbi.
Reform rabbi, the conversion would not have been valid. He's saying, reluctantly, he will rely, why he's being so reluctant to rely on Rav Shlomo Kluger is not clear. And he's saying that as far as Kabbalah's old mitzvahs is concerned, let's not look into it too closely. As long as you don't know for sure that she's going to continue to smoke cigarettes on Shabbos and eat bacon and so on, then don't raise any doubts. Okay? Let's take a look at another tshuva of Reb Chaim Ozer. Al Mashe Nish'al on by page 49.
Is there anything that says either off I am also? I mean, when I
on top of Shlaz Shelot Shuvot Achiyev.
Oh, Achiyev.
That's the name of the sefer.
Okay.
And of course, you have to trust my computer printout. Otherwise, I have a book upstairs, and if you insist on seeing it in a printed book, I will bring it down. Al dvar ma shenishal shikshayikru mikrim ledavoneinu shenosim nashim nachriyot v'yesh lehem banim uvanot uva'im achar kach lehitgayer v'yesh gam kohanim shenosim nashim nachriyot v'nohugum hayu ad kan shim habal kohen lo giru ot ishto nachrit v'etzlo hadavar muzar v'chi yusur giyoret lekohen chamu yotem v'yusur nachrit v'hivi ma shekatav v'shel v'shevet v'amshik v'nisuri nachrim v'ikla yisur divayta v'hiyu karet and so on and so forth. Let's see what his bottom line is on this. Let's turn let's look at the bottom on this page and then turn to the next page. Al ach masha katal k'sorato k'vod torato v'megayrim et ha'ktanim k'ivan da'al pi din higdilu yecholim l'mkot ma'i shi'chalul shabbat ha'shabbat v'galotam havi k'mokha'a zeh tov estrarav v'yemet ha'lo b'tshuvat k'atam sofer v'imei v'im ha'av v'ha'ame'im את אחד מהם לגערם אין יכולים לרחוב לגדלותם מסתיים לדין זה מגיע מהבהר דפסק רבייתו עבודתיו לתגייה והן אביו והן אמו מטבילים את הולדת בדין ואינו יכול למחות וגם מדברי חריף בחבל הראשונים בשיט המקובצת בכתובות מכל מקום יש לומר דווקא באופן שיתנהג ישראל והבזכות כמו בחג אף אין יכול אבל באופן שיתנהג באיסור אף במקום מקום הבזכות כמו שכתב בשביל בלתיוס אבל אף שלא הבזכות כמו בחג אף יכול למחות ובאמת מאי שיחלל את השבת ושאר עבירות, אין זה כמחאה על הגירות. When the child, when he grows up, does not keep the mitzvot, this isn't a protest against the conversion, רק שעובר עבירות ישראל ועדי הגיר. על הצדק, אם לא אומר כזו, שאין לבית דין קשה להזדקק בענייני גירות כאלה. A good, a orthodox court should not try to deal with conversions in cases like these where the converting party will, to their best estimate, not keep the mitzvot. That would be a psak. But he modifies it. Ach, ein ani motzi l'nachon, shiyar ishu al ze rabanei hador, v'latzeit v'mochahat gluya neged hagevut. On the other hand, he says, don't make a fuss over this. Don't make this into a political issue, which of course is exactly what the Rabbanim of the last 20 or 25 years have been doing. Don't make this into a political issue. Ki ba'inei amei ha'aretz ha'vizei kechilul Hashem, she'ein menichim ha'nashim litgayer, u'bufrat ha'yiladim she'b'yemet al-pidin eshal l'garba. So he's saying, again, what he is saying is, I'm against any of our people being involved in such a conversion process, but on the other hand, don't make a fuss over it. A strange and perhaps hypocritical position to take, but this is more or less consistently the position of the 20th century Russian Rabbani. Let's take a look at Rav Kook on the next page. So this is now Rav Kook.
He says the future is in the kids, so what's wrong with that? I mean,
what he's saying is that as far as the children is concerned, presumably, since you don't know how they're going to turn out, the conversion is certainly valid, and if you think that the mothers who's converting is not going to keep the mitzvot, it's not clear to him. A good court should not let itself get involved in this as a, right? Our people, the members of Agudas Yisrael, the Rabbanim in Agudas Yisrael should not let themselves be involved in this, but on the other hand, they shouldn't take to the airwaves and protest other rabbis who are actually doing it. It's a strange position. I think I will try to explain what's behind this position in a minute after we see how Rav Kook is also in the same tradition, and we'll see a quite different approach that's taken by Rav Uziel. And we'll see in a minute. So let's go on to the next. But is it clear what Rav Chaim Lozer is saying? Basically, he first cites all the positions of Yisro. Then at the very last minute, he says, okay, you can rely on Rav Shlomo Klug. That's as far as the issue of conversion of a woman who's already, non-Jewish woman who's already married to a Jewish man. I mean, after all, he could very simply have said, let's just rely on Shlomo Kluger at the very beginning, the way the Marsham did, and not the way the Beis Yitzchak did. So if we're looking at the Litvisher Rabbanim, the Mesnagdisher Litvisher Rabbanim, starting from the Beis Yitzchak onward, they take this very divided, very self-contradictory position. On the one hand, they're aware of the tradition in the halacha starting from the of Shlomo Kluger to be megill on these kinds of questions. They go into a long discussion about why you shouldn't do it, and then at the last minute they say, all right, with the evidence you can rely on the of Shlomo Kluger. On this more complicated question of what happens if you really know that the woman, your guess is that the woman is not going to keep mitzvahs, so that therefore her acceptance may not be valid, he sort of says two things. On the one hand, he says that just the fact that she may not keep the mitzvahs is not a clause, as in the Gemara B'chor, saying that I want to be converted but not keep the mitzvahs. So therefore, the fact that she may not in the future keep the mitzvahs doesn't necessarily invalidate the conversion. And had he taken that position consistently, it would be an understandable position. But then he said, we shouldn't be involved in these kinds of conversions. But don't make a public protest if other rabbis are involved. Right? If the conservative rabbis are making these conversions, and all the other requirements of the laws of conversion are fulfilled, the Agudas HaRabbanim shouldn't go out and make a public protest. It's not politically wise. More or less, that's what he's saying.
As long as they don't use the Orthodox mitzvahs.
No, he didn't say they couldn't use the Orthodox mitzvahs. He just says, don't you do it.
Well, they have to be said about conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
They follow everything and...
Okay. So he's saying, it's probably valid, we shouldn't do it, but don't make a protest over it. On the issue of whether you should or shouldn't make a protest over it, let's take a look at now at Rav Kook, also in the tradition of the Litvish Rabbanim. Uv'inyan milat ha'yiladim shel anachiyot. So my page 51, this is Rav Kook. ובעניין מילת הילדים של הנפריות, הלא כבר נשאו ונטו בזה רבים. ונראין הדברים שלמול אותם רק כדי לחפות על בושתם של הפושים, if you're simply performing this milah in order not to let the parents be embarrassed when their children are seen without a brit milah, ודאי שיש לחוש לתקלה שיחזיקו את הילד ישראל, יעשיו לו בת ישראל בלא גאות. אבל אם רוצה האב הרין למולו לשם גאות, אז הלא, תבנה לדינה של גר קטן מטבילן אותו על בית דין. אבל בעניין הבאות להתגייר מחמת אישות, in the case of where a woman comes to be converted because of marriage, באופן שהדבר ברור לכל שאין שם קבלת מצוות כלל במעשה, even though we know for sure that there's no sincere acceptance of all mitzvot, די לנו אם אנחנו מעלימים עין מגבות כזה. אבל לחזק את הדבר מצידנו הוא בלתי אפשר לנו. He says, it's all right if we turn a blind eye to what's going on here, but we should not be involved in it. Right? Again, it's more or less hypocritical position. On the one hand, we should not be involved. We cannot support this kind of a thing. But on the other hand, it's bad enough that we don't make a protest over it. Okay? In the another citation, which we won't read in detail, of Rav Kook, let's just read the beginning of the tshuva. My next page. Higiyuni mechtavav ha-yikorim v'nechachorot tshuvati mirov ha-tirda v'yito ha-slicha v'al da kabalat ha-gerim shel eila shekvar nizdavgu ba-aveira ish Yisrael in Nachri. So this is again the same question of Shlomo Kluger, where there was a kula already perhaps 100 years earlier. O Nachri in Bat Yisrael, lo edam mazu she'ela. V'chi man safin u'man rakia la'avor al divrei ha-tosefta mufurushim, sh'avu gam ken b'dinei mukiyose, v'beisi yose, sh'adin hazeh sh'al nipad, v'chusim me'gor lo yisa'ena noheg ben b'Yisrael, sh'vala nachri t'ubim b'nachri sh'avu bat Yisrael. And then he's the next paragraph of V'gadai sh'chalila l'shum v'ezdin l'teit l'shut l'gairam לכתחילה ולא לכנסם בחופה הקדושין אשר לאחר שנזכה יקודש וקאטי ואיני רואה צורך להעריך בזה מפני פשיטתו ובעבר וכנס לאחר התורה יש מקום עיון בכאן. Well, if they've already been converted and now sitting and married, if the court should intervene, then he says, well, we shouldn't get into it. But he continues the issue towards the end. Let's take a look at the second line before the end. V'ashrei l'mi she'omeid v'peretz l'shmor al taratan shel Yisrael tavo olav v'chat ha-tov. That those who are raising political protest against these forms of conversions are to be congratulated. So that's Rav Kook, who has adopted a rather, again, contradictory position. On the one hand, he says, well, we'll turn a blind eye to these, but we certainly won't do it, which is more or less what Chai Moser's position. And on the other hand, he's saying that if you want to go out and man the battlefield on the Mihu Yehudi question and attack these types of conversions, Yashikar to you, right?
It's always b'diavad of a diavad. That these people are already living together, but l'chatchila, he means to be more strict l'chatchila.
He's not saying that. He's saying that on the one hand we shouldn't be involved in converting these people altogether, and in one case he said, well, it's bad enough that we turn a blind eye to it, that we shouldn't be involved in it, which was more or less what Chaim Herzog's position. And then in the second shuvah that I quoted, he not only says that we shouldn't be involved in it, but he's sort of congratulating other people who are not turning a blind eye to this and who are making a political ruckus over it.
think with the government Shana Kruger, they don't want to overturn Shana Kruger. Otherwise, all the arguments, you know, they've been done against them, and they're not accepted without Shana Kruger.
No, I think the situation is rather different, and I'd like to analyze what I think the situation is after we see how the Sfardic Rabbanim dealt with this question. What I'm saying is that the Litvish Rabbanim, who are dealing with this question, are sort of being, to a certain extent, hypocritical. We didn't see the Beis Yitzchak, we saw it in Rav Chaim Moser, we saw it in Rav Kook. What they're saying is, maybe according to Din this is permissible, maybe it's not permissible. The Agudas HaRabbanim shouldn't be involved in this kind of conduct. On the other hand, you shouldn't protest it. And Rabbi Rav Kook says, maybe you should protest it. It's a very nebulous situation. My feeling about, let me say what my take is on their position here. My take is that in the case of the Beis Yitzchak and in the case of Chaim Moser, I don't have the actual statistics, but my guess is that all of these questions were coming to them more or less from Central Europe, from Western Europe, or from America. That is, I don't know to what extent they were mainly, where there were issues that affected them locally as to the problems of conversions within Russia, within Lithuania itself. I'm not sure, so I'm just speculating on this point because I didn't have the opportunity to check the statistics. So for them, this issue was primarily an ideological question. They didn't have to deal with the practical consequences of this. So they were faced with the ideological question of who is a Jew. And therefore they treated this question to a great extent ideologically. They could not face up to the possibility that you could have a definition of someone who is of a Jew which did not involve Shemiras Mitzvahs. Because after all, this is a practical question which on the other hand is bound up with an ideological question. So for them it was very easy, I think, to say, becoming a Jew means becoming a Shomer Mitzvahs. So the idea of conversion, which was not for the sake of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, or was for a person whom you suspected would not be a Makabal Kabbalah Mitzvahs, since this was for them a purely ideological question, but mainly an ideological question, they came down on the ideological side. But being Jewish meant being a Shomer Mitzvah. On the other hand, since they didn't have to face this problem practically, and since they weren't imposing hardships on anyone, and certainly not on people in their community, what they said is, if other people are going to do it, we won't get involved.
In America,
in Germany, and where have you? Rav Hoffman was facing a problem, practical problem, in the German community. He had to know what his Rabbanim were going to do. This was not it. For him, the idea of having to, of defining Judaism to be Shomer Mitzvahs was an impossibility when, say, 90% of the Jews in Germany, who were clearly identified as Jews and pay taxes to the Jewish community, and later, unfortunately, were defined by the Nazis as Jews by various blood racial definitions, for him to say that being a Jew meant being a Shomer Mitzvahs, and that was the actual definition, was sort of an impossibility. So he faced up to that problem, and at least hinted at the solution that the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs might not be a sine qua non. For Chaim Moser, this was not a local problem. For him, it was a problem coming from America. In America, you had the reforms, the conservatives, and Orthodox, and within the Orthodox you had the Agudas HaRabbanim, so he could say our people shouldn't be involved.
The Rav always said that they get telephone calls, they want immediate answer for the questions that you would never hear of in Europe. I mean, the questions that would come to you in America.
I had long discussions with the Rav on this and related questions, and I'm sorry to say that the Rav was in the tradition of the Litvish Rabbanim on this. He said that, you know, I argued with him for the position that we're going to see in Rav Uziel's shuvah. And his position was, why do I have to be mekabel gerim like this? I don't think the Rav was ever involved in gerus. But to the extent, what he said to me is, I know that I'm not causing hardship to anybody.
By doing what?
By being machmir. Because if I don't get involved in it, there's a whole spectrum of lefter wing, orthodox, right wing, conservative, and so on, so that let them become converted by conservative rabbi, or by some orthodox rabbi who's to the left. So that was not particularly the Rav. I mean, what I'm saying is that this was, in some sense, the tradition of the Litvish Rabbanim, which I find, unfortunately, somewhat hypocritical. I mean, there's just no way of getting around the fact that you have to be able to make your decisions match the responsibilities that you bear. Let's take a look at how Rav Uziel dealt with this question. Okay. So we'll spend the next half an hour to 40 minutes.
He was there.
Bruce?
He started out in Saloniki, and he ended up as the Sephardic chief rabbi in Israel, alongside of Rav Kook.
So he was facing his problems or then facing his problems?
Well, let's read and see what
he
said.
Sure, he was in Saloniki.
See, that's my page 55.
So you there? Yeah, I was.
V'hiyoti misharek v'kodesh v'ir v'ein v'Yisrael Saloniki. We have this on page 55. Nish'alti v'ish mi'Yisrael shenasalo isha nachrit v'shahai ima kama shanim v'yalda lo banim v'ata ba'ah isha l'itgaye v'l'hinase b'chupal kudushim k'dat Moshe v'Yisrael l'ba'ala zeh shenasa'a lo isha v'giyuta. The same problem of Shlomo Kluger. But al zeh nish'alti, aleph, im rasha'im beitin lehizakek la lagayrva. Kevan she'adat notal amar she'isha zu eino mitgayeret l'shem gurut ela kedei linasei bo kedat noshev Yisrael. Can you convert this woman, since presumably there's an ulterior motive here? Beis, im mutar lo leba'ala leisa ota b'chupal k'vishim achrei geiruta o shem ha'ne'afsar lo midin ha'nit'ana l'shivta ba'agariya she'asu lo l'konsel l'chadkhila. וגימל, אם תמצא לומר שמותר לו לקום סלח התחילה, שמה צריך להיות פורש מיונה שלושה חדשי הבחנה קודם שיסיים. Okay. וזאת תשובתי, על ראשון ראשון. בדין קבלת הגר פסק מרן זל, כשיבוא הגר להתגייר ועוד כן אחריו שמה בגלל ממון וכולי, ואם אישו ועוד כן אחריו שמה נתן את באישה יהודית, ואם אישה היא שמה נתנה את להם בבחורי ישראל, והרמב"ם הוסיף וכתב לכך, לא קיבלו גרים כל ימי דוד ושלמה, בימי דוד שמה מן הפחד חזרו, ובני שלמה שמה בשביל המלכות והטובה הגדולה של ישראל חזרו, שכל החוזר בשביל דבר מחבלי עולם, הבלי עולם אנרגיה צדק. ואף על פי כן היו גרים הרבה מתגיירים בימי דוד ושלמה מפני בית דין הדיוטות, והיו בית דין הגדול חוששים להרנקן. וכן כתב המרדכי, ומי שבא להתגייר בשביל תועלת דבר אין מקבלים אותו, אולם התוספות הקשו על זה ממה שכתב ההוא דיוטו לקמא דהלל ואמרו גיירינו, היסטוריה דהלל, מה שיהיה כהן גדול, מה שכתב להדיה לקמא דרבי חיסטה, ואמר גיירינו על מנת שינסה לרשות תלמיד, ותרצו בטוחים היו הלל ורבי חיסטה שסופו נעשה לשם שמיים. ומורן הבית יוסף כתב על דעת תוספות אלו, ומכאן יש ללמוד דרכו לפני רעות הביתין, עד כאן. דון מיני ודידון דודן, שגריה זו נשואה כבר לישראל, ובהיכנסה מעטה בברית היהודית תתקרב יותר ויותר למשפחת בעלה, ותורתו, ועוד זאת שבניה נולדים לה, ואלו שיולדו לה מעטה יהיו יהודים גמורים, הרי זה דומה לאותו מעשה דהילל ורביחיה, שבטוח שסופו יהיו גרים גמורים ורשעים, או יותר נכון, מצווה עלינו לקרבם, להיכנסם בברית נהורת ישראל, ולהוציא נגע התערובת של נגע ממהיר בקרם בית ישראל. So that's the exact same response as with Shlomo Kluger of 100 years earlier, with no complicating discussion, right? I mean, it's a straight, simple answer with no complicating discussion and no hesitations. He simply decides, like with Shlomo Kluger. He doesn't cite with Shlomo Kluger because with Shlomo Kluger is not in his traditional list of resources. He would have to cite the appropriate Sephardic source, and he probably may not have been aware of Shlomo Kluger's tshuva, but it's a straight shot answer. Okay? And then he deals with the other two questions. All right, let's skip perhaps to page 61. He has a lot of tshuvas, and we won't be able to read through all of them. But let's, okay. Geirut l'shem nesuin. My page 61. Mechtavo miyam chavzayin sivan karati v'yahava v'chiva v'hinei mitkaved la'anot l'fi kotzer hasagati be'ezrat tzur yeshuati. Aleph, geirut l'shem nesuin. Halacha psuka hizot she'ein beitin neskakin l'kabel geirim she'em osim zot l'shem hasagat miyam. It's a decided halacha that the Beit Din should not be involved in a conversion that's for an ulterior purpose. V'chein katav maranzal shekishiyavo hager litgayevo kinach roshem v'lal mamon shiutol v'chein hu v'imu ish v'kinach roshem natan yito v'isha yana v'isha yehudit v'im isha hi v'kinach roshem aineha natna v'rachu Yisrael. Ulam b'doreinu zeh shahapirtza merubah b'nesuyei tarobet b'derach ezrachi. In our generation, when there's a lot of mixed marriages in civil court, ne'elatzim anu b'mikre rabim l'gayer et ha'ish or et ha'isha kedei lahatzil mi'isur baal bat el necha et ha'ish or et ha'isha mi'Yisrael u'lahatzil gam et ha'banim asher yuldu lahem shehem avudim mi'Yisrael v'samchim bazeh al da'at rabbeinu v'moreinu harambam zal shekatav ba'af כי נתענה על השפחה ונשתחרה, אינו יכול להישאנו לחלקילה, כאשר פסקנו בדברים אלה, שישחרענו וישאנו, פסקנו כך מפני תקנת השבים, ואמרנו, מוטב שיוכל רוטה ולא שומן עצמו. Let's legalize on the tshuva of the Rambam that we started with, וסמכו על אמרם אית לתפות לשם, הפרו תורתך. So he wrote straight on... a straight answer, and it continues in that same vein. Let's turn to the next Shabbat, my page, whatever it is, 64. Now we come to the real crunch. Geirut l'nashei uvnei Yisraelim she'enam shomrei dat. Harotzim l'gayer nashotehem hanachriyot im b'neihem. Okay? Yud Gimel Nisan Tavshin Yud Aleph. So what's that, 1951? Lechod Malat Utilat Arava Gadol Ma'oz Magel Ma'oz Rav Yehuda Leom Kilofei Yotzurat Tzitzwan Shalach. Bechtavo B'yom Chavdala Tevei Tana Higia Liyadai B'mo'odo Misibat Yodotei Arabot B'tkufot Yitachrot Shuvati Al Hayedna V'yito Haslicha V'yita Hineni Kotev Chavat Da'ati Be'ezvat Tzur Yeshuati. בימינו אלה יש בינינו בעובנתנו הרבים אנשים מבני ישראל שנזדווגו עם נשים נחויות. ויש מהם נשואים על פי נמוסיהם, יש מהם שלא מרצונם הפשוט, רק שהזמן גרם עדיין שהיו דברים בין הגויים בשעת חירום והיו במצב של סכנה ואנשים ההנה הצילים אותם אולי ממוות. ויש שאינם נשואים שיש להם נחויות מיוחדות להם. Some are actually married according to civil law, and some are living together but unmarried. מרצונם, ודרים ממהם כאיש ואשתו, common law marriages as opposed to civil marriages. ונולדו להם בנים ורוצים לגיירם ולהכניסם לדת ישראל, והבנים הזכרים יש מהם שכבר גמולו ועדיין לא טבלו. והאנשים האלו יש מהם שומרי דת, כסתם יהודים שבזמן הזה. There are some who are just plain ordinary Jews, who keep more or less. ולאלה גמרנו לגייר נשותיהם על פי מה שכתבו האחרונים, ביחרון ביחרון חביב, באחרות תורתו שליטה בספרתו משפטי זל, גם את בניהם, אבל יש אחרים שאינם שומרי דת, שבתות ביום טוב ומחלות אסורות ומצוות עשה ולא תעשה ואנחנו נבוכים איך לעשות כן רוצים הם לגייר בניהם ואת נשותיהם וכפי הנראה ייקח עצמנו לגייר את הבנים ולגבי הנשים כשאנו אומרים להם איך ייתכן שנשים תהיינה גויות לגדל בנים יהודים אז הם אומרים שגם הנשים מוכנות לגייר
ואפשר שגם הנשים נקרא להם בדת אחד עם בעליהם, וביניהם ולא נפלות בדת. והנה הנשים האלה, אף על פי שאינם שומרי דת ומצוות כנעל, even though these people are not שומרים מצוות, אינם פוקרים לגמרי. They're not deliberate rebels. ואינם רוצים להיוודל מתאורת הקדושה ולהיחשב מחוץ לדת. They don't want to be considered as irreligious or not Jewish. ובשם ישראל יכונו, they consider themselves as Jewish, ולפי הנראה חפצים הם להיכנס ביניהם תחת כנפי השכינה מלא ונפש. They want the children to become Jewish, but they're not observant. That's exactly your question. And let's now see. Here he is facing up with the issue of the fact that there is not going to be true Kabbalah Ol Mitzvot. Remember, Rav Chaim Ozer dealt with this question as, well, if you don't ask, then, but if you do know, right? That, okay.
Did he deal with Brother Daniel too at that time, or was that later on?
That was around the same time, but that's a different issue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the opposite issue. ובכן על מבוכה זו ישבתי לדרוש ולעתור בחכמה לדעת איך לעשות על פי דעת תורתנו הקדושה. That's the question. תשובה. Let's get... Let's turn to the page 3 of the Tshuva, which will be page 66. Teda, I'm starting in the middle of his argument because I want to get to the main points before my time runs out. Teda, Shaharei v'tfilat abadim omrim lo rtzoncha shetikanes lecha al avdei Yisrael haksherim olo im ratzam odiim olo ikarei הדת ומקצת מצוות קלות וחמורות ואנשן וסחרן כמי שמודיע את הגר ומטבילים את